Was it chaos?
Day two of spring break.
I can tell. A little tense?
It's not bad. It's just different when they're both there.
Lift it up there. Lift it up there.
I know.
Where's your cans? Where's your headphones? You're not prepared.
I'm not. I was yelling at kids because you said go get snacks and you left them in the green room like it was just...
You know what?
Like it was okay.
It is okay.
No. Don't listen.
Are they listening?
No. I don't know.
Can you
hear
us?
They were messing with something.
Did you turn that up?
No. Can they hear you?
All I know is, are you listening? And they shook their heads right when I said that, no. So I don't know if they are or not. Anyway, I tweeted out we're taking questions. We're recording the podcast.
Oh, good. I'm glad you prepared because I was like, what are we going to talk about?
We're taking questions. Let's see. So get your Twitter out. You got your phone? Get your Twitter out. See what happens.
I got my phone.
You got your phone? Okay. So you're tired? You're not getting any sleep?
Yeah.
What are you writing? Writing a note?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
An
yeah.
exercise.
I believe
right.
that. No, I believe okay. that too. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I said when I got out. Did we do that podcast before? Remember last time?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, that. But
did
that,
you release the podcast today?
It's getting worked on now because there was a buzz and he couldn't get rid of the buzz because.
What was it that we did before there was a buzz? Before you
there was
decided...
always a buzz. There was a buzz with the Zoom.
No, but before that, how did we record it when Jason was here?
On the backup DAT, which is what we're doing too. That's what we're doing. See, now I have to cut all this out because we're.
Sorry. Okay. Ready? Go.
He's dubbing the.
That's your edit point. So it's just me and you today.
Yeah. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that
I'm ready? I'm ready.
Rusty rays of light shine down on his face. While the blood from the knife wound fills the place.
If that ain't you, it's your sister.
Let's get out of here while the sirens start.
Hi, welcome back to the Off the Air podcast.
This is almost a kind of bad dream.
I wonder if we won an award.
No, we didn't.
Don't worry, baby. Did you?
Have they been given out?
The nominations are up.
We got nominated, though, right?
No. Nope.
We didn't even get nominated?
No. Nope.
This is an outrage.
It's all right, because I love you, baby.
What?
It's all right, because I love you, girl.
What?
Cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
It's alright, cause I love you, baby.
Let's roll right into another episode of the Off the Air podcast. Hi. Visit chickmcgee.com if you download this on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. There are t-shirts available. And I think we're already to the point where we have to reorder. So your patience is encouraged. It seems like I'm always asking people to hang on with the t-shirt. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a part of,
it's a part of ordering something, right?
Yeah, it's not like we're Zazzle or Cafe Press or The Gap. Like, not our business.
We have a massive shipping department. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we've got like 10 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's an exaggeration.
Huh?
We have 3 employees.
We do?
Me and the lady dogs and...
Oh, the shipping department does.
I got to tell you, the dogs aren't much help.
I'm guessing not.
They like to roll around on your shirt, though, before I ship them out. So rest assured that...
Dog hair?
Well, they like that. I don't know.
The 10th Annual Podcast Awards...
Oh, you got them there?
...is going to be at the New Media Expo in Las Vegas on April 14th. And you can...
I have not been...
You can vote
nominated.
Through March 24th.
Oh, you can.
Yep, we weren't nominated.
So you can't vote for us because we're not nominated.
No, we had to be nominated before we could be voted.
Right. So our only hope now is a write-in. But
no, I don't think that's an option.
I don't even think that's an option.
I don't think that's an option.
So we thought we'd do a Twitter show today. It's been a long time since we took questions on Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know about the Budweiser thing? We were talking about that this morning. How you spell Budweiser?
Yeah. How do you spell Budweiser?
Because you deserve what every individual should ever receive. Budweiser.
That's what that is?
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing there's been a lot of people sitting around with a lot of Budweiser staring at their label and thinking, because you deserve, because, I didn't even know that. But evidently that's a thing.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known that.
Let's see. Here's the first question from Twitter. You ready? This guy's craving SpaghettiOs. You want to take that one?
I'm thinking about SpaghettiOs. I don't know. The guy said, this guy.
There's a guy.
Colin hates water.
Is it to both of us or just you?
Both of us. Describe your natural scent using only four words.
Oh, there he is. Colin hates water. Yeah. Natural scent using only four words. I've got this one. Rose hips, lavender, and... Oh, a natural scent. Oh,
see. Who are you talking about? You or me?
Me.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, not everything I say is glowing in your direction, okay? No. Most things, sure.
No, but I'm sorry that you said rose hips and lavender, and I didn't think you were talking about you, man.
No, I have this lotion. I told you this. I stole lotion from a hotel, remember?
You always do that. And then you go and you order like it in bulk on Amazon.
That's right.
When you leave the hotel.
But that's right.
I am so envious. One of the things I am most envious
of the many things you envy about me.
Yeah. I envy the most that
go on, tell
your,
it.
People your won't skin, believe that. People your won't skin this. Holds scent
yep.
for day. Like, yep. like women would love to be able to have, I can wash with soap and my hands don't smell like the soap immediately. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something like it's a, I wonder if it's because you're hydrated.
Do you see me and think he's a very hydrated person?
Only because I see you like gulp a 16-ounce bottle of water and like...
I am addicted to liquid, that's for sure. Whether it be alcohol or Diet Pepsi or bottled water or whatever. That's true. But I can... You know, it...
But you can... It doesn't matter. You can switch soaps and whatever and you always smell like...
Heaven.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I've never noticed it, but do you think it's like when, if I go to like a Mexican restaurant or something and...
Do you hold that smell too?
You hold that smell through? Like you go to Wendy's, you know how you go to Wendy's, you always smell like Wendy. Yeah.
Wendy's is the last place I would think of. I would think Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
I would think of Some Guys.
Yeah, you gotta
it's
hit
a
the...
It's pizza place here
in
Indianapolis.
It's so delicious, but right
you
after you go to Some
like
Guys...
a big Italian man.
When you go home, you gotta put all your clothes in the washer and then start again.
I like to smell it.
You like to smell the big Italian man?
I don't have a smell.
That's not true. Your hair always smells.
Like a Veda.
Smell.
Yeah.
But you've tried to do the natural thing for a while, right? Like the crystals for your...
Your
deodorant, the crystals.
No, I told you,
rock
I switched
underneath.
Back to Western deodorant. Like, I'm over it. Like, I made the switch.
And what were you doing with your hair, washing your hair with not shampoo, but...
Vinegar?
Yes, vinegar.
I was rinsing it with vinegar, but I was washing it with cornstarch. I don't know what I was doing.
Well, that makes it less greasy, right? Cornstarch?
Supposed to.
Oh, guess where I'm going after the podcast.
Where are you going?
Cash and Carry.
You are?
I ordered the envelopes. I'm taking Steve his t-shirt.
Steve ordered a shirt?
That's what he said. I talked
Peter
to him on the phone.
Peter ordered a shirt.
Maybe he did say Peter instead of Steve. I can't
suck.
Hear very well. I can't.
I love everybody there.
I'm not hearing very well.
I would love to work there. You think they'd let me come work
there? Cash
and
Carry? Are you kidding me? You're a legend at Cash and Carry.
I love that place.
You loved that place before we started the podcast, and now they love the podcast, and they love you.
I don't think they do. Peter is the only one that loves the podcast at Cash and Carry.
I think they all like it, don't they?
I don't think
so.
Are
you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Well, I'm going to walk in there like I own the place in a couple hours, and we'll see what happens. So you didn't... Did you say your scent in four words? Rose hips, lavender, and...
I smell like...
Shea.
Dry skin. I don't know what to...
Yeah, it's all I can do to sit here. She's just hideous. Her skin's... There's an odor. SpaghettiOs, we covered that. Why do I keep eating McDonald's even though I know it only leads to pain and suffering? I don't think it's pain and suffering. Oh, that's the same guy. He doesn't get another question. That's Colin hates water. Do you want to tackle this question?
Which one?
In the next 10 years, what do you want to have accomplished? Things undone that need to be complete.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that seems pretty daunting.
I feel like our stuff's coming in separately.
Why? What do you mean?
Oh, in the next 10 years, what do you want to have accomplished, things undone that need to be complete? Well, in 10 years, I think my kids will be, I don't know. Man, I don't know.
I don't think we should talk about 10 years from now because it's just overwhelming.
But it's not. In 10 years, I'll be 43 years old.
Yep.
I'll be fucking hot, too. I'll be a hot 43-year-old.
Probably.
I feel like I always thought I'd get better with age. I'd get prettier with age.
I guess.
No.
Well, of course, I think that.
Oh.
I'll be 67 in 10 years. Woo!
Psh, who cares? You look like you're 47.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've got that going for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a doctor's appointment. I said I'm gonna get my own doctor now. I've got family doctor. Going to get the physical.
I feel so.
Going to do the whole thing.
I know there's a lot of things that.
Are you excited?
I'm excited, but I'm excited. That's all. I'm excited.
But what?
No, I'm not going to say but. I'm going to say I'm excited. However.
Man, I'm glad you didn't say but.
I know that you weren't crazy about being married when you were married.
Uh huh.
But I felt like they you had a doctor and you had a dentist and you had a hairstylist, and since you haven't been married, those three things have just been a free for all. Like you haven't been to the same one of those.
I didn't.
You switch around all the time now.
You know, though, I've got the same cardiologist. I've settled on getting my hair cut for the same person.
You haven't settled. You have appropriately chosen. Don't make it sound like.
No, I don't mean. I mean, I've decided. Settled was a bad word.
But you started going to the person who cuts my hair.
Yeah, but she was cutting my hair before she was cutting your hair.
She cut your hair one time before she cut my hair.
Well, that's cutting my hair
Christine.
Before.
Hazel.
What are you trying to say? When I was married, my life was more organized?
Yeah, kind of. A little bit. But I think maybe that's just a part of being a bachelor. Like, I can go to any dentist I want. I'm crazy.
I could do whatever I want.
Yeah.
You
well,
can
good.
Achieve
so
your
you're
goals.
Going to a doctor for like a wellness visit?
1 o'clock. Well, it started with the throat thing, but I knew it was going to get better. When you remember you grabbed me by the collar like a week ago and go to the doctor and get your throat looked at. That's your voice. And I said, mm-hmm. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it.
But it was 4 weeks.
But it did go on longer than it ever had before.
Yeah, that was a long time. I bet you have nodes.
I was kind of scared. Why would you say nodes?
Just because we just watched
Christian Laettner have nodes?
No, but I did watch I Hate Christian Laettner last night. Like who?
Here's the thing.
Christian Laettner. He is not privileged. He did not come up from a privileged home.
I know.
Did you know that?
Jalen Rose. Oh.
Have oh no!
Seen,
I've heard it.
Have you seen the
Fab
Five?
Fab Five, yeah. Fab
That's
Five.
I think that
they're in it a lot. They're in this a lot.
That one, the Fab Five, and the Reggie Miller one against the Knicks are my two favorite 30
yeah,
for 30s.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Bo Jackson's pretty good though too.
Bo Jackson's good,
Dang
and
God.
Who was the asshole with the bad haircut? The football player that just like went ham.
I speak Jess, Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you watch that one?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Man, those are good. Those are really good. Anyway, the first time I saw Christian Laettner in person.
Wait, there was also a football one about the guy who retired from football like his second year because all he wanted to do was smoke pot. Who was that?
Ricky Williams.
I like that one too. I like all of them. I like what they're doing over there at the 30. There's 30 for 30 shorts now that you can just stream on your phone, like little ones.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
They're like TED Talks.
Yeah.
Only.
I know, only interesting.
30 for 30, only interesting.
They're not going to make me feel bad about myself.
This could be a game show.
What?
What's Jess saying?
I don't want it.
Tonight on What's Jess Saying. You know, the guy who only quit football after a couple of years because he liked to smoke pot.
Okay, that wasn't hard.
Ricky Williams?
The asshole football player with the bad haircut.
Brian Bosworth?
I'll give you that one. That one was better. That one.
Anyway,
try harder for.
I saw the Hawks came to play the Pacers, and I was doing something for the Pacers. I forget what it was, behind the scenes or something. Anyway, I was in the locker room.
Hanging out with Cookie?
Could have been hanging out with the cookster. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we're going to get together and smoke some meat. Me and Cookie are going to smoke our meat.
I'm glad you said meat. You want your smoker back?
Yeah, let's not talk about that on the podcast.
Okay.
My point is, I'm in Christian Laettner's playing for the Hawks, I think. He's down the hall talking to a reporter.
That was his most successful team.
Was he
with the Hawks.
He did play with the Hawks, so I got that right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I looked down there and I glanced and I thought, the first thing I thought was,
that's a beautiful man.
First of all, a gorgeous, handsome man. Second thing I thought was he's wearing stilts. There's no one that tall.
6'11".
And he, yeah, people forget he's seven fucking feet tall.
I know. They said that last night, and I was like, no way. You know,
Christian Leitner, and he moves like 6'6", 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", guy. But he's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
But you, when you see him in person, because that's the one thing that doesn't translate on TV, is that NFL players look smaller on television. Mm-hmm. And all the NBA players look like they're normal size too. Like you forget that even the short guys are 6'5".
Well, when
six.
You see him next to
I swear
who
I thought
was
he
the
was
guard?
Wearing
who was
stilts.
The guard for Duke then? What was his
Bobby
name?
Hurley?
Bobby Hurley. When Bobby you Hurley. See him next to Bobby Hurley, you realize, oh yeah, Christian Leitner's tall.
I always want to say Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill, Bobby Hurley.
Bobby Hill, Bobby Hurley.
It was interesting. I'm glad I liked it. I was glad I watched it. I don't hate Christian Leitner anymore though. What do you think about that?
Let me tell you something like that, as long as we're sub-referencing, because this is our podcast, we can talk about anything we want, except that one topic. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
You said what?
I don't hate Christian Leitner anymore.
I watch the NFL documentaries, Football Life. I watch the Bill Belichick documentary, a two-parter. It was 2 hours. I don't hate Bill Belichick anymore.
I don't think there's anything that'll change my mind on that.
You should watch it. See what happens.
You know what? The only thing that would probably change my mind about Bill Belichick would be like...
If he gave you a check?
No. If Mouse was like, would you please like Bill Belichick? Then I probably would, because I know he's a Patriots fan. I think that's what would make me not.
We were talking today in the green room about Boston. Did you hear the river there is clogged?
The Boston River.
With Charles or whatever it is. It's clogged with icebergs. Like, it's jammed and making it possible at some points in the river to walk across it.
Really?
And people are trying to walk across
it. That sounds genius.
And
they're dying.
There's, from a physics standpoint, there's kinetic energy being stored in those icebergs. And even though they don't look like they're moving, it's like a spring.
Really?
Somebody was explaining this to me. It's like a spring and you wind it up.
Who was explaining this to you?
And it's Bill Nye, the science guy.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, and you wind it up, and sooner or later, it's going to, and the icebergs are going to go crazy, and whoever's walking on those icebergs are going to drown and get hit with an iceberg.
That sounds terrible.
So be careful, kids, is what we're telling you. You want to have another question from Twitter? This is from Tracy.
Tracy.
Who wants to talk to you about Addie and everything. Are you ready? From Tracy Forner on Channel 8. How's the homeschooling going? Kid across the street from me is homeschooled and apparently only studies bow staff skills. That to me would be the hardest thing about homeschooling. Would be setting a boundary. Okay, you're home, you're relaxing. This is your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. This is the school, you know?
Yeah, that's what's hard.
That to me would be the...
It's hard. It's hard because they're, you know, we don't have a schedule because there's some days where she was up all night.
Right.
And so she sleeps all day. And then there's days where, you know, we have a podcast or we have other things to do. So we just, you know, it's like a job. We just have to keep track of it. That's how I look at it. It's a part-time job. It's 20 hours a week. We got to get it in.
And you really
no
do,
matter when we do.
And like, you really do keep track of it, though, right?
Well, yeah, I have to.
Well, that's good. One more Twitter question, or a bunch more. How many have we asked?
I don't know.
Chick, when you go fishing in Canada, what do you like to fish for? Ever go for muskie? I think we had pike or something, right? I forget.
No.
I'm not the fishing expert.
It's whenever you guys said you ate it, I was like, that sounds like a dirty fish.
You don't want to eat a dirty fish.
Is there like a muck fish or something?
A muck fish? No, there's one that's slimy. I think that's a
pike. Yeah.
The slimy, it looks like a snake.
Well, I'm going to skip that question.
Which one was it?
Rinkus Nation.
I don't see it.
Okay. Well, when you see it, you'll know.
Lexi has a question. Are you ready for Colorado? How's Addie?
Yeah, we're ready. She's good.
Well, I heard We can cut this part out.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, real quick. They're going to ship Charlotte's Web?
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
No, I saw it on Twitter. You tweeted it.
Yeah. They sent me an email on Saturday night. It's available for shipping.
So did you order? Or?
No, I'm going to go there first still. I want to see it. I want to see what I'm getting into.
But this is better now, right? I mean, fewer?
She's not. She doesn't have any. She's not on any medicine right now.
Not even any drops?
Mm-mm.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you didn't tell me that before I took her to the... Chick, what's the most single gratifying thing about your job that makes you feel fulfilled when you go home? Oh, gosh. I don't know. Laughing, I guess. I honestly laugh.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I think that
I honestly laugh here.
When I stopped traveling with the tour, I didn't realize, or I forgot, or I'm not sure, but you don't realize how much you laugh and how beneficial it is.
It's actually a nice exercise physically.
Yeah.
And it's, it really does help.
Cleansing.
I mean, laughing and...
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And being scared. So I don't like to be scared, but I like to watch people get scared.
You like to watch people get...
It's funny.
Get scared. What other comedian besides Drew Hastings could be a mayor or successfully run for office?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
I pick Kostaki.
That's a good one. And that one's fresh in my mind because I just spent a lot of time with him.
Oh, yeah. I choose Kostaki. I choose...
Kostaki's the only one?
No, but he's the only one that's coming to mind right now.
I can't really think. Let me think. Chad Daniels might. Chad's got a big brain. Is that where we're going on?
I guess.
A large, thoughtful brain?
No, it's not even that. I was thinking more like, was Kostaki a journalism major? Political science?
It sounds right.
I don't know.
Maybe
English?
Political silence. I might have stumbled on something good.
Just now?
No, saying calling political science political silence.
Oh. What's your worst nightmare and what makes you laugh the hardest? That's a question. We kind of just talked about that. What is my worst nightmare?
Well, I mean, it's...
I mean,
should I jump in here?
Yeah,
something wrong with your kids.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's...
That's probably any parent's worst nightmare.
Right. Once you become a parent.
I'm really scared to die. Like, probably unnaturally scared to die.
My thing right now is because I had another classmate pass away over the weekend.
You did?
He was kind of a jerk, but he's still, you know, not here, and things are still happening. And that's the thing that I can't wrap my head around, is like... It's a joke, and Louis C.K. said it, like, what happens when you die? Well, lots of stuff. You're just not part of it.
Right.
And that's kind of brilliant. I just can't...
It's true.
And it's... Obviously, it's true. But, I mean, it was before... I mean, before 1957, what was going on? Lots of stuff.
Right.
I just wasn't here.
Yeah.
But where was I? And when you die, do you go into another body? Do you know your soul and new life, a different person? You don't have any memory of this?
I don't think so. I don't know. I think that if I really thought that nothing happens after you die, I'd be more scared to die.
I don't think anything does.
Can you not tell me that?
Well, I don't. I'm very into this Buddhist thing now, and there's a lot of things that are speaking to me about that. And
about when you die?
About when I die, about how I run my life now, about actually speaking of Kostaki, and on this topic, we were in the car 8 hours together on Saturday, and as you might imagine, we weren't.
I don't.
Anyway, he has this thing, this attitude toward... All right, the way he presented it to me went like this. You're Saturday, you're running errands. You're going to go to the mall.
Okay.
You pull into the parking lot.
Yep.
You see someone pulling out of a space.
Yep.
You put on your blinker to turn into that, indicating you want that space.
Mm-hmm.
As the person pulls out, another car slips in and takes your space in front of you.
Right.
How do you react to that?
I wouldn't have sat there with my blinker on anyway, because by the time it took them to get out, I could have found a parking space and been in the mall.
Well, the lesson he said was think of what would you do if a cow, an animal, the cow, if a cow would walk up and stand in that space instead of a car. You still couldn't pull in.
But would you be angry?
But would you be angry if it was an actual cow? It would soften it. Same result, but it would soften the fact that a cow took your parking space instead of another person in an automobile.
Because cows aren't rude?
Cows are hard to get mad at, right?
I don't know.
Let's say there's somebody in front of you and they're getting ready to check out, to pay for their items in some sort of cashier line, and they're surprised that they have to get their money or credit card or whatever together to
make the transaction. Okay, that's the difference between you and I, is that because of shopping with you for so long, when we are in, I have an immediate zen approach to the checkout line because I would have to come down because you would become so elevated.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
I'd like to see some documentation.
You know that's true. That's probably, I wonder what that is.
Probably.
Like if you really, so why do you get upset in the checkout line?
No, I know.
Just answer that question.
I interpret it as being ignored, as being, no one's paying attention to me. And that goes back to when I was a kid and I wasn't parented correctly. And that's how I'm parenting myself now.
So you throw a fit?
So I throw a fit. Internally, I throw a fit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's internally.
Externally?
Time.
You make it sound like I yell and scream at every cashier place we go into.
No, you don't. But I mean, like I've said before, your feelings are very outward most of the time. No?
No, I admit I'll get upset. I mean, I think it's normal to get upset at some things.
I do too, but you know what? I guess it's
So now you think it's a cow in front of you trying to get her wallet out of her purse. Poor cow. Bless her heart. Give her a chance.
She doesn't have any thumbs.
You try to get a wallet out of your udder with no thumbs. It's going to take a second.
Is that where they got a pocket on the udder?
That's the way I see it.
Recently I read in a book that when something happens, when you're presented with a situation or a conversation or anything, you can ask yourself a series of questions. And I found it very beneficial lately. And the first question usually is, does this situation call for silence or for answers? Is this person looking for information or reassurance that I love them?
The cashier?
No, I think I've moved on from that scenario. But yeah, if you want to go with that. Have you seen the video, It's Not About the Nail?
I know there are different types of people, hammers and nails. Is that where we're going?
No, it relates to does this situation call for answers or for silence? And you and I have had this fight, this conversation, whatever, a million times, but
is this something to do with checking in?
Mm-mm. No, it's a woman. No, but we can play this game where you guess what I'm going to say next if you want to.
Okay.
There's a man and a woman, and they're sitting on the couch, and you see her, like a side view. You can't really see the front of her face. And she's like, it just feels like so much sometimes. It just feels like there's something just right in front of my face, just in my head, and it's just like it won't stop. It's aches, and it hurts, and I can't figure it out. I don't know what to do. And the man looks at her, and he says, well, I think I know what it is. And it pans back to her, and she's got a nail right here in her forehead.
Okay? Oh, okay.
I think it's
that you've got a nail right in your forehead.
Why do you always have to fix it? Why are you trying to fix it? Why don't you just listen to me? Okay.
I can relate to that part.
Right. And so she said, just listen. And And she said,
that sucks, right?
Yeah. She was like, I don't know how I'm going to, you know, how I'm going to get over this and get past it. And that's what, so that's what he says. He goes, that sounds like it's terrible. And she goes, it is. Thank you.
What show was that where the plot of it was when the woman would come home from work tired and just exhausted from dealing with people all day, and she would come home and say to her significant other, I just had a horrible day. Such and such was mean to me. And that person that they were talking to would say, well, we need to call him and tell him that he can't treat you that way or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
And she goes, no, that's not what I'm saying. I just want you to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the that was the crux of the whole thing.
Yeah, guys are fixers.
And then, but this guy went to a guy friend of his who was, I don't know, older or his dad or something. And he explained it to him. And he goes, here's what you do. You just go, oh, really? Wow, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's all you have to do.
Is this a movie or did I tell you that?
I think it's a situation.
I don't know.
It was something on a TV show.
Okay. I believe you.
You want to take another question from Twitter? Do you want to?
You go ahead. I'm tired of reading questions.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing these new Nike pants I got. I'm wearing.
Oh, those are the clingy sweats like I have.
Kind of. I got a pair of clingy sweats in the men's department because I still didn't believe you that they were men's pants, but they actually are. But these are the.
Do they have
ladies.
The holes in the crotch? They have the rivets in the crotch like mine do?
No.
The breathable vents or whatever they're called?
The men's ones I do. I got a gray pair of those.
And if you wear underwear, people can see the color of your underwear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these are the women's version of these. And I have a t-shirt that says, y'all need Jesus.
Y'all need Jesus and?
A camouflage jacket.
And a camo track jacket.
Yeah.
I am wearing jeans and my Clark slip-ons.
Oh, I'm wearing.
You got your sandals on. You're pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
Not nearly as warm as it was today, as it was yesterday, but you said to hell with it. I'm wearing.
I did.
Flip-flops anyway. What else? I'm wearing a black Nike t-shirt and a black hoodie.
It's not just any hoodie.
It's a cashmere hoodie.
You're such an asshole.
It's very soft. If I'm not nice to me, who will be? Okay. Are you guys ever going to do a podcast at Crackers?
No.
No. What's the biggest sacrifice you've made for life, career, and family? Love the show, catching up on episodes.
Yikes.
Holy shit, that's quite the biggest sacrifice?
When I went on the road and traveled with the tour.
Yeah, you missed a lot. Yeah.
I missed a lot.
You missed some stuff. Yeah.
It sucked.
I don't feel like I've sacrificed anything with my career. I don't know.
You don't?
I don't think I do.
You took a big leap when you went to San Diego.
Yeah, that was more of a mental health leap. But
yeah, how'd that go?
Well, when I was packing, there were certain things that I didn't want to take with me, but apparently...
They jumped right in the suitcase, didn't they?
They had other ideas. How has social media helped your careers? Do you think you would be doing a podcast without it?
Yes, we would. We wouldn't be taking these questions, but yeah, we would.
You said at the start you liked this idea. Now you're irritated by it.
Irritated by what?
Taking questions.
No, I'm not irritated by taking questions. I just feel like... I need to police my social media time because it's such a, like, I'm bored, I pick up my phone and I look.
Right.
And sometimes it causes a lot of grief and it causes a lot of pain. I mean, people say nasty, mean things.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Ashley Judd?
That she had to kiss, what's his name?
She's going
to
file suit to people on Twitter. She's suing people on Twitter.
Why?
This is part of the, she explained the Dick Vitale thing. She and Dick are very good friends. And when they see each other, how it started was they got their picture taken. And she said, my mom and my sister, we have this joke thing that whenever we're getting a picture with someone, we kiss them on the cheek real quick as the camera's being kind
and
of a joke.
And he turned.
Thing. So he kicked it up a notch and kissed her on the mouth when they were getting, trying to be funny. But then she said what she's suing people on Twitter for is that during the SEC championship game between Kentucky and Arkansas, it was a tough game, and there were a couple players on Kentucky's team bleeding.
on the court. And she tweeted, I think Arkansas is playing dirty basketball or something like that. The Arkansas players are dirty. So she said on, she was interviewed on MSNBC or one of those shows. She said, so there was a person on Twitter called me a whore.
Mm-hmm.
One person called me the C word.
Mm-hmm.
One person called me the B word. Mm-hmm. And she was, and she goes, and I'm going to file suit. So there you go.
What do you sue? What are your grounds?
I don't know. I guess you sue whatever their at name is.
No, but I mean, what do you sue? What's the, what do you, what do you, what grounds? What are the grounds?
Is that battery? No, assault? No, I don't, slander?
Verbal, no.
Libel? Verbal abuse? I don't know.
If you call somebody something to their face, I mean, that's objective, right? That's an opinion. That's, is that right?
I don't know. I guess she feels like, I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, good luck to her, but
I guess. But what do you
there's some stuff on Twitter still to this day. I mean, I thought I'd seen it all after a while, but there's still stuff that gets me riled up.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, it is St. Patrick's Day today, even though this will come out next week. I don't have a favorite St. Patrick's Day drink. You know what I've noticed?
Car bomb. I like the car bomb.
You do?
I never had the car bomb until with the... what's his face? Mr. Underhill. He turned me on to the car bomb. Matt.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's the first one I ever had.
His last name's Johnson.
Well, no, he calls himself Underhill on Instagram or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we're getting tweets from Greg Warren. Have you seen those?
No, no.
Who's the fastest guitar player ever?
I hate him.
And then he said... I say Eddie Van Halen. So I tweeted him, cut that out.
If you hit the lottery today, what would you do?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I'd still work. I'd still come to work. That, I guess that's a big question.
Is it?
Yeah. I'd give a lot of money away. I'd buy a house somewhere in Virginia. I'd go there and...
Would you really?
Hang out for a while. Yeah, I think I would.
Huh.
What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'd go somewhere warm right away, I think.
Just take a trip, get away.
And sit in the ocean. One of the oceans. Pacific, Atlantic, Kelsey's Ocean, somewhere like that. Well, that's quite the question. Oh, Mouse has a question.
Mm-hmm.
Dream job. Go.
Dream job?
Dream job.
NFL sideline reporter.
You'd be good at that. You would be.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know anything.
You've got, neither does Michelle Tafoya. Where's my drum? No, I'm kidding, of course. She's very good at her job.
I don't know who that is.
I think she's Monday Night Football on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Michelle Tafoya. I think you'd be good at that.
Yeah? What's your dream job? Would you do like Redskins color commentary?
My dream job would probably be write a weekly situation comedy, maybe, or write a movie or
really
something like that. Yeah, write something worth a damn. That would be good. A couple questions about Dr. Will. He was just on.
What about him?
They want us to have him on the podcast.
He was just on.
That's what I just said.
Oh. Somebody asked if Bob and Tom are ever going to be on the podcast.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's kind of like the Ghostbusters thing, crossing the streams. We had Christy on. We might have Christy on again. Who knows?
Yeah.
We had Dean on. Dean was on.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys are busy. Busy, busy, busy. Busy, busy, busy. Are you going to do anything special? No, you've got your book today, right? For St. Patrick's Day? Wouldn't you like go to the, isn't there like some bar, the tradition?
The Golden Ace.
The Ace and... That was one of the funnest St. Patrick's Days ever here that Mad Dog and I went to. We took a limo.
Went to the Golden Ace.
Went to the limo and did all the, like the Golden Ace and...
Mm-hmm.
McGillicuddy's or whatever.
Really?
On the east side or whatever.
I don't know that one.
Over by Bozart, I think. Bozart in Washington or...
Really?
Something like that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, he put them together. I mean, he...
Oh, yeah.
He killed it, I mean.
Right.
Then we ended up at the Longacre, I think, or something. But when he owned it.
Manley's Irish Mutt.
The Mutt, 10th and Shadeland, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go, right?
I used to. I'm not now.
Can't say what you're doing.
Yeah, I can.
Tonight?
Yeah, I've got yoga.
You got yoga?
Got 5 hours of yoga.
Who can run faster, Bob or Tom?
I don't know. Who can run faster between you and I?
Oh, I know you think you can.
You think you're fast? I have flip-flops on or I'd race you.
I'm deceptively fast.
I don't think so. All I can see is your head getting further ahead than your body and you falling on your face.
That's not the case at all.
It is because you're kind of uncoordinated.
Do you think I'm uncoordinated? Really?
I absolutely think you're uncoordinated.
This is troubling.
Really?
Because I don't think I'm uncoordinated at all.
You don't?
No, I don't. And I'm concerned.
Have you seen you?
Oh, I think I've taken a look.
We've been on the treadmills next to each other before. I'm a little frightened. I think you're uncoordinated.
Okay, first of all, treadmills are tricky.
They are tricky.
Because you're watching TV, you're checking your speed, you're putting your thumbs on there, see if you're burning calories.
No, you're doing all those things.
So it's tricky.
I know, but so often you can just sit and watch TV, but when you're at the gym, you have to do all the things the treadmill has to offer. That's kind of true. No, I don't think you're coordinated. Do you think I'm coordinated?
I don't think I've ever seen you do anything that requires coordination.
No, because I'm a terrible athlete.
Because we took that yoga class that one time together, and you seemed like you were doing a lot better than I was. I fell over like two or three times.
You did fall. You fell. Maybe that's why I don't think you're coordinated.
Maybe I'm not coordinated. I forgot about falling at yoga class. Uh-huh. And
it wasn't even a graceful fall. It was like, you know, like when something, it's like one of those like fainting goats, like you yell and it just falls over.
It was a surprise.
Like you didn't know you were falling until you hit the ground.
No, I'm like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised and I fall down. Well, we did that Tai Chi thing together too. I couldn't get those down either.
No.
I couldn't get that down.
I know.
Maybe I am uncoordinated.
I know you are.
Fuck. Well, it's a little late to be getting this kind of feedback. Jeez. You think I walk funny? I think I walk funny.
No, I think you walk regular.
I think I walk funny.
You do?
I'll catch you. We had to walk to the venue Friday night.
Uh-huh.
It was almost a mile. And
How did you do?
But
you
it was
fall?
Downtown.
How many times did you fall? Zero times?
I did not fall.
Good.
I didn't even come close to falling.
Didn't trip or anything?
But you're walking, it was downtown, so you're walking in front of all these storefronts.
Uh-huh.
And I'd catch a glimpse of me walking out of the corner of my side of my eye. Mm-hmm. And
You look funny when you walk.
I think I look funny when I walk.
You have really little legs. Maybe that's why you look funny.
Little thin little legs.
You have tiny legs, like little toothpick legs.
I have incredible legs. Okay.
No. I think our thighs are the same.
Oh, there's no question
the same
there.
Size.
Yours might be a little bigger.
Really?
That's what you get for telling me I'm uncoordinated. Let's measure. Where's the tape measure?
I don't have a tape measure, do you?
If we had a tape measure, would we measure our thighs?
I would measure my thighs.
We can with a piece of wire, maybe.
What?
Just wrap it around and mark it and see where it is, and then I'll...
I don't think we have a tape measure. Let's not do this. I'll bring one next time.
All right. We'll measure our thighs next time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm uncoordinated. So in your mind, I'm falling over in places, right? Now, why would you favorite our tweet?
What did I favorite?
No, somebody said favorited, still recording OTA now, tweet us questions about anything. And they favorited it instead of asking a question.
You don't know if they already asked a question.
I had a bad nightmare the other night. I told you about that.
You did?
Remember the car and the...
Yeah, that was weird.
The shotgun.
And then I told you what I thought.
Gunshots were really loud.
Yeah. Don't you ever have something like that in your dream and you think that a part of it was real, like something woke you up from it?
Oh, yeah.
I had books fall off of my nightstand the other day in the middle of the night. the other night in the middle.
And it incorporated it in your dream, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Like you'll hear.
But then I knew it was outside of my dream, and it scared me.
How was my Galesburg trip? It was all right. I had a nice time in Galesburg.
Galesburg what?
Illinois, Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
That was I took the two stupidest plane flights in history on Sunday.
Sounds right.
Quad Cities to Chicago, mm-hmm. Chicago to Indianapolis. I was in the air a total of less than an hour.
Do you hate booking your own flights?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember when I first started working here, there was a person who printed off the flights and told you your options for the flights, and then you chose the options, and then they booked your flight.
Well, they're back to booking my flights now. I don't do it anymore.
I know.
Well, I did for a little while.
For a little while, yeah.
I did, but I don't like doing it now, and I'm not going to do it anymore.
But you're going to complain about the flight they book.
It was just silly. I mentioned that to mention this. I wanted to rent a car.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night after the
Galesburg
show.
I don't understand why no one comes to you and says, hey, here's your options. What would you like to do?
They just give you the dates. I barely get those.
Right.
I
bet one of the kids would do that for you. Gracie, Mousy, they'd help you.
Mouse watched the puppy girls. I don't know what they did, but it was
What? They messy?
It rained really hard on Friday, and mm-hmm.
There's mud everywhere.
Dust and mud, yeah. He mopped, though. He did. Mouse mopped. But it still wasn't,
up to par. Is Mouse a bad mopper?
Not a good mopper.
Not a good mopper, Mouse. Bad news.
If you give a mouse a cookie. If you give a mouse a mop.
I drank cabbage water last night because I boiled a bunch of purple cabbage. And so...
Did you do the corned beef?
I did, and I tried it.
Oh, I brought you your Pyrex.
Oh, thanks.
And I want that filled back up with something. Go ahead.
I'll work on that. And I drank it. It didn't taste bad.
Why did you drink it?
So I canned, or I jarred, whatever, four more, and I'm going to drink 16 ounces every day this week, see what happens.
Is it supposed to be good for you, or is it supposed to be gas? Or?
It doesn't give you, that's the thing. It's when you pair your foods, that's when the gas starts, and it depends on the order in which you eat it. I've had no gas.
Eat hummus.
No.
Eat some hummus.
No.
You'll get gas.
No, I won't.
You won't get gas from hummus.
No, if I just eat hummus.
So hummus and pita bread will give you gas?
Probably.
Well, who would eat hummus without pita bread? That doesn't make any sense.
We eat it with carrot chips.
All right. Eat hummus and carrots.
Okay.
You'll have gas.
No, you won't. I'm just telling you.
The natives are getting restless.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What's the matter? You got that look on your face.
Nothing. It isn't. It's not. No, I'm not going to have gas from cabbage. It's not. That's not what happens. I have had zero gas.
Did you do the corned beef?
I made corned beef yesterday, and I have one in the crock pot right now.
Is it delicious?
Yeah. Because I did it on the stovetop. Yeah, I know.
What?
I did it on the stovetop for 3 hours on low heat, just to simmer. It wasn't terrible, but it was
longer than that.
I know. So this one will be in the crock pot for 8 hours today.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
You think so?
What do you put in there? Onions?
Onions. I used to cook everything separately because I don't like it to all be together and it all be gross. I would cook the cabbage separately and the potatoes separately. And
I am just not a fan of cabbage.
You don't like cabbage at all? Mm-mm. It's really good for you.
Well, Isn't the cabbage water, and correct me if I'm wrong, and
there's
I know you will.
There's a cabbage soup diet. Do you remember this?
Yes, but...
It sounds like something you would have done in the 90s.
Cook cabbage?
Uh-huh.
Don't you cook away all the nutrients?
That's why you drink the water, because all of the nutrients
are still in the water?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cook away?
No, I don't think so. Unless you put it in the microwave, that's when it kills everything. I don't know.
That's right. You got rid of your microwave, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Ask Bill Nye. He knows about the icebergs in Boston.
That's going to happen.
I believe you.
See, what is it about me that when you say something like that, I just want to...
When I say I believe you?
Smack you in the face. No, the way you did. Well, the way you said, I believe you.
I do believe you.
See, you did it again.
I know, but I'm...
You're not being genuine.
I am genuine in saying that I believe you because... But maybe I sound indifferent because I am. I don't care about the icebergs in Boston.
You're going to hear it and you're going to go, oh, hey, somebody told me about that, is what the way you'll phrase it. And...
No, that's what you would say. I would remember that, and I would say, Chick told me about that. You don't remember who tells you stuff.
I don't remember anything.
No. You're really bad about, oh, somebody told me, or you know what?
It's like this situation comedy thing about all a woman wants is from her significant other is to tell her it's okay. Oh, that sounds horrible. They don't want anybody to fix it. They just want to complain, and they want you to listen.
Who does?
That's what you just said. Men are fixers.
They are fixers.
But sometimes women don't want them to be fixers. Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago, we were talking about icebergs just now.
Oh, my God. I was telling you that because I can't remember what situation comedy that was a plot point in.
I feel like somebody told you that story. I don't feel like it was
a movie. It was, I swear to you, it was on the TV.
That's how I felt about Christian Laettner last night, is that he reminds me of someone, and I can't figure out who it was. But about halfway through, I thought it was that he kind of sounds like the DJ from Northern Exposure that now does the Walgreens commercials.
Does he do the Walgreens commercials?
Yeah, he used to do Applebee's, and now he does Walgreens.
Rob... Morrow.
Yeah, and he was on...
He was in Quiz Show.
I don't know.
With the worst eyebrows ever.
Really?
Ralph Fiennes, Rob Morrow, Quiz Show. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, not the DJ. No, Rob Morrow was in Northern Exposure, but yeah. He wasn't the DJ.
No.
The DJ was John somebody.
Yeah, he was also in...
It was in Sex in the City.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That guy.
I hear everyone yelling at their listening mm-hmm. devices, mm-hmm. telling us who John who was. I'll look it up to put this all to rest.
But that's who I think Christian Laettner kind of sounds like.
I didn't ever watch Northern Exposure. Did you?
You didn't? Uh-uh. My dad had such a crush on that lady.
Oh, she's beautiful. What's her name?
I don't know. Look that up too.
Here we go. Northern Exposure. Well, this is an album. That's not even the hell is that? The TV show. Jackass.
This is when I hope that people don't listen to this podcast as the first one they've ever listened to of ours.
Why?
And then, because it's terrible, and then they would think that all of our podcasts are this bad.
Do you think this is a terrible one?
I do. I don't feel it. I didn't feel it coming in here, and I thought that maybe it would be better if I didn't feel it, and I tried to power through, but I don't think I'm right.
Well, we can always...
not do it.
We can always come in and do it a different day and save this one and let it live on in infamy. Joshua Brand, John Falsey, Northern Exposure. Janine Turner is the guy. Lady.
She had a good
Barry
mole.
Corbin was in it.
She had a good
she
mole
had
on
a
her
great
face.
Mole. And the DJ. Full cast and crew. No, I don't want to see that. Oh, here we go. John Corbett.
That's it.
Is the DJ. Chris Stevens, the DJ. Yeah. I never watched that. Paul Provenza was on it? I'll be damned.
I don't know who that is.
It's a stand-up. He hosts a behind-the-scenes comedy club.
I've always wondered if I unknowingly had a beer with Address Hooker while at BSU 01 to 05.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
Could have been you. Are you trying to say, when you said, let's see, are you trying to say that you'd remember this person?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe. I worked at the locker room and I worked at Dill Street.
You were kind of the shit at Dill Street, right? Weren't you?
No, I was never.
I thought you were the boss.
No, I was not. Why do you say things like that?
I'm just saying.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
I was a waitress and a bartender.
I was just trying to be entertaining. What music you listening to today? Actually, I downloaded that album that John Evans told me to download by the Beastie Boys. Do you remember him telling us about that? Telling me about
Paul's
that?
Boutique.
Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys. I was listening to that earlier.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. The last thing before that I downloaded was SpongeBob SquarePants, the theme.
Oh, because yeah. You were with the kids.
Yeah, we were playing that yesterday on the way to the movie.
Best Day Ever? Is that that one? Did they make you listen to that song?
No, is that from SpongeBob?
It's gonna be the best day ever.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, they like that one.
Boy, the SpongeBob movie, though, that was disappointing.
It was?
Yeah.
Antonio Banderas? No?
You know, it took me a minute, but I thought, oh, that's Antonio Banderas. I thought he was a serious actor. I don't know what happened to that.
We were in Savannah, Georgia when they were filming that.
Now, Max lost his mind
when they showed that scene. It's the car. Showed,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's the that's car chase the down the yeah. middle of, with the ship.
We were standing.
We were right there.
We were standing was, there when they were doing that. That's
cool.
True.
Very cool. Here.
All true.
All true. Yeah, buddy.
What are you playing now?
Our outro music.
That's probably a good idea.
So we can get the hell out of here and then we can do another one later.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have had Sprinkle on. But I don't know. I don't want to get him in trouble.
He's sitting right back there if you want to come in and talk to him.
No, because now it's 2 o'clock and I got to go. I got these kids. One of them's not even mine.
Right at an hour, baby. Well, thank you, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you weren't feeling it, I thought it went well.
You did?
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't listen. I don't listen to be rude. I appreciate the people that do listen.
And we are looking forward to the PopCon. It's getting exciting.
PopCon. And then right after PopCon is the State Fair.
PopCon, State Fair, and then we're right back.
Summer is our live appearances. And doesn't Bob Schneider come through at the end of the summer?
Bob will be at the Rathskeller in August.
See?
That's true.
Summer's big for OTA.
We should do an OTA from Rathskeller before the show. Wrap it
we
up
could.
And then do
we met the guy that owns it. He's
enjoy
very
the show.
Nice.
He's a great guy. Yeah. He loves us. We love you. Nobody loves me because I'm clumsy.
I said uncoordinated.
Uncoordinated.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's roll.
Are you sure this isn't you? Singing with Bob Schneider.
If I tell you it is, will you stop asking?
Yes.
Yes, it's me.
I knew it! Thanks for downloading the podcast and the contest. That would be clumsy talking. I can't have that. Go to chickpiggy.com and grab a shirt. And thanks. We'll talk to you later. Good night, everybody.
It's alright because I love you, baby. It's alright because I love you, girl. It's alright because I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
It's alright because I love you, baby. It's alright cause I love you, girl. It's alright cause I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's roll.